Bloomberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Another quality moment from Corona World. Well, we'll do this real quick. Is graduations. That's our word today. Graduation. If you want to text 97936, graduation is the word, and you're going to qualify yourself if we draw you today for our man cave upgrade. Get out of here, thing. It's from our friends at Prestige Billiards and Modelo Especial. And if you're interested in getting on this thing, you got to text right now. Here's what you'll win. Bedford pool table, which is awesome. I think it's on our website, 98kupd.com, the picture of it. If not, go to Prestige Billiards on Facebook. It's the one with the metal feet. Oh, it's so cool. It's a great pool table. Outdoor foosball and ping pong tables. AZ cornhole boards. Connect 4, one of those outdoor fun. You're going to have a basic, like the coolest bar in the world in your house. Modelo Especial LED sign, 100-can countertop fridge, $150 gift card to fill that said fridge, and Metallica will throw in their blackened prize pack, which is includes their whiskey and a whole bunch of swag from them. Everybody can qualify right now. 97936, just write the word graduation. We'll pick one of you today. $50 gift card from Lou Malnati's and another one from Safeway and Albertsons. Easy peasy, man. And good luck to all of you. Graduation. The reason it's graduation is because, congratulations, all of you got out of these ridiculously stupid parental duties of going to your kids' pointless graduations. There's only one that matters, and that's it. But, Brady, you said you've got online sixth grade graduation.
This is Kirby's last day of school. And,
which she hasn't been to since March.
Right.
Right.
So they're doing the online thing.
That doesn't count. I've talked to parents that are like, my kid's done with school at like 9:30 in the morning. Or they sleep till 2, and they go like an hour if they have to check in. But the one kid, I was like, you get your assignments sent to you on email, and you go on and you do whatever you want to do.
It depends on age.
Yeah, the Zoom class is there at certain times
high school,
to be taught.
Chris has been, he has to maintain his grades. Otherwise, they can't slip, but he's got a couple of them that he needs to improve on.
Right, so he's got to pick it up.
Yeah, so he's got to do those.
So he's diligent. For the most part.
He's being forced to be diligent.
Kirby isn't sitting there for 8 hours.
No, absolutely not.
They're basically going to reform school.
Four hours of video, an hour and a half, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, and then there's the assignments after that, which is another an hour.
They're basically proving that it's just a big babysitter ring.
Well, they
and
were
they're
stuck.
Cut down to that.
They were stuck, though, when the state said, look, we'll shut it down, and you, whatever grade you had at the end of third quarter, your grade can't go lower than that.
Nice.
So the kids know that. They're like,
oh, it would have been death for me. I was a rebound
absolutely.
King.
You're like, look, like Alex, I already got an A in science, and so I looked, and he didn't do 18 of 20 assignments this quarter.
Wow. <He's> like,
why? I've got an A.
Yeah,
I'm not
already,
going lower than an A.
That's a good point.
And they didn't do that.
That's
on,
a smart
on
kid.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
But doing anything.
Why would
Spanish,
I do this?
His Spanish, he had a D. He had a C in math. So he was working on those.
He boosted the – yeah, he paid attention where he needed to pay attention.
Wasn't that up to you to kind of hold this?
I did, and I found out last week. Guess who spent all weekend, four straight days working on science?
Hey, you know what's great about that, though, is that you got a smart kid that recognizes, oh,
it doesn't
I got
go
an A.
Down?
It stays an A. This is no longer a priority.
Yeah.
He's a prioritizer. Yeah. That's
Let
a smart kid.
Yeah.
If I'm improving my GPA, I need to concentrate in two areas.
These are the guys
I
need to work on.
Yeah.
That
makes sense.
Good job, Toledo.
A little bit.
You ignore that. That's fine. Those are in the bag. You're good here.
He even admitted it. I told him, I said, I know why you were leaving Spanish or science alone. Well, yeah, I got an A.
And you crushed it. That's done.
Yeah.
That's in the box. We've got that one locked down for – that's good. But these Brady said that the graduations that – annually come through
kindergarten.
Got these goddamn kid graduations. You got to get them something. And then people, the people who are way too, like the divorced parents that are trying to prove which parent likes them more, throw parties to get out of the fourth grade. You're legally obligated to stay in school. You're not graduating anything. Stop it. Last day of school is congratulations. Summer's yours. You get 3 months off. That's your celebration. Don't make parents have to go to this. So, Corona, you did it again.
Yep.
You stopped an unnecessary thing, and I think that's fantastic. Unnecessary.
There were a lot
graduation.
Of benefits from coronavirus.
A ton.
This one.
So much waste was going on, and this is a big one. Yep. So much spoiled baby activity that we're like, well, we should probably throw a party because our 12-year-old is getting out of sixth grade. If your 12-year-old isn't getting out of sixth grade, you should give it up for adoption. It's dumb.
God, if you could eliminate the unemployment and the deaths, it really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, and even still, unemployment will swing back. The only thing that really was permanent about it is the death. And let's be honest.
Kirby's thing
is
interesting.
Almost weighing even on me right now.
They've got a little time set. You know, it's a 30-minute graduation thing. It's at 9:30. 9:30 to 10. And I'm like, oh, that's then
perfect.
It's done.
You can't go.
Yeah. Hey, there's – well, and then not only that, I could Zoom it.
Why?
To see what they're doing, because I guess congratulations, you've graduated from sixth grade. Now you're going to
– not a graduate.
Yeah, you
graduated. Junior high. Right. But after the 30-minute graduation thing, and now you got a math test.
Why?
Because she has to do – I go, why wouldn't you do the test first?
Yeah, what if she fails the math test?
There's no promotion.
Yeah,
see, so it doesn't matter.
So I wouldn't even take it.
Yeah. I know. And so
if they handed me a test the day after they gave me my diploma, I'd be like, hey, you got a match? I'm going to light your stupid test on fire, and then you can shove the flames up your ass.
It's basically, I think, the way it worked, because her homeroom teacher is the one that's doing the
– so what?
You know, the 9:30
So it's 10. A guarantee she's out? Can they rescind the graduation with the
if
failed
math test?
No, they won't.
They can't.
They won't.
Skip
they
it.
Won't.
You're going on summer break.
No, she's taking that test.
Yeah, I'd make her do it beforehand.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what's the point? You're fired. Now – get down there and do some work before you get out. Are you kidding me? No. We're done here.
That's is she going to a different school, actually? Because I know sometimes they have seventh grade still part of that.
Yeah. She, as of right now, she will be going to another school.
Gilbert Pagan.
Seventh and eighth grade school.
Gilbert Pagan.
The Gilbert Pagan. Awesome. Right next door.
You promoted it's the to basement, Gilbert Pagan.
The basement of Gilbert Christian is Gilbert Pagan.
All-American Wiccan Academy.
Yeah, that's smart. It's good. Give her well
mix it up, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well-rounded
different
kid.
Flavors.
John, so. I texted the word graduation, and I'm in. Thank you very much. But can you clarify for me? Maybe I watch too much porn, but every time you say you're qualified for a blackened prize pack, I keep hearing blacked raw prize pack.
Well, there's also blackened as a porn site. It's not as good. It's less classy
is
than
it?
Blacked.
We can Photoshop it for you.
Yeah. We'll get you a blacked prize pack if you're interested. Winston, I need your help.
I thought Metallica cleaned themselves up.
Yeah, they sell alcohol now because they're not drinking it. They got loads.
We can't have it.
And every band's reloads. Got a damn liquor now yeah. of some kind.
We know we used to be alcoholics, and that's a terrible thing. It can ruin your life. But we came up with some of the best-tasting whiskey we can't have.
If you're going to ruin your life.
Yeah!
How low does it go, though? Like, is a rat and slaughter going to come out with alcohols?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Eventually.
You wouldn't sip on a little slaughter...
Have you had the
bourbon?
Have you
water cider? There you go.
The Striper Chardonnay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think Striper's come out.
No,
no.
That would definitely be weird.
The blood of Christ.
Blood of Christ.
By Striper.
That would have to be it. Yeah. The only thing I could do is blood of Christ.
The Red Zin.
I'm Mark Slaughter. Do you want to fly to the angels?
Oh no, he's in. I'm sober and enough Zenuff. Hi, I'm Chip Zenuff from Enough Zenuff. Have we said that enough? Enough Zenuff then.
Hard seltzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, why did somebody have a
coming.
Hard seltzer?
It's coming. Dave Mustaine was the one who started. He's back on the drink, so he's all right.
Well, I mean, he probably didn't start it.
The worst. No, I'm saying he started in there. He started in on it. He's
sure.
in on it.
Oh, yeah.
He's got his own thing.
I would imagine Gene Simmons was first in on all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure
Kiss just
had
ask
to
him.
Ask him. He'll
just ask him.
But, yeah, Dave was the one who, not Mustaine, but...
Ellefson.
Yeah, he's the one who started the coffee.
And okay, then Mustaine
Mustaine's got beers and wines. And
I mean,
alcohol.
I know they're not making money right now. You know, they can't tour, and they're just relying on album sales online, but how deep does it go?
Take a shot of this, it'll make you say, yeah! 17 years sober. Alcoholica is back. I don't get it, but yeah. You know what? It would get me to drink if I had to go to some sixth grade graduation. I still don't understand that. And as a parent, you just have to sit that kid down and go, legally, I have to send you to school again next year. I go to jail. You haven't done anything.
You've accomplished nothing.
Nothing.
Congratulations.
John. You know how easy it is to get through the sixth grade? In fact, you know what the qualifications are to teach sixth grade? A seventh grade education. That's it. That's really all you need. Just one more year ahead. So even your,
I've been here.
Your teacher could have been 14 and taught you everything you know. So you've done nothing. Your pride factor, little high right now. Let's knock you down a couple pegs. We'll celebrate something when you get through, you know, ninth grade, 10th grade, when you can GED. Every year you get through that and decide to go back, that's kind of a nice thought. But I'm not going to celebrate sixth grade, and I'm certainly
but
not celebrating kindergartner.
At least this year it's just 30 minutes. You know, like
you don't have to go though.
No,
that's the best part. I don't care if the kids do it. Let them have their own thing.
But then 2 years later, when they're getting out of eighth grade, there's another one.
No. No. And as a parent, you feel pressured and shamed into not going or not participating.
You just, majority, oh, that's fun. It's the end of the year. You know, if it became to a point where they had to, you have to go to a theater or something and watch the graduation.
I think we had to. I think they had it in my sixth grade. And we just, everybody's like, we're not doing that. That's dumb.
We had a ninth grade one. Because
you just have to sit down and practice.
We had junior high was seventh, eighth, and ninth.
That's what mine was. And we just.
And then I remember
the year ended and we left. There was no like weirdness to it or celebration. You were supposed to. You're supposed to go on. You know, you don't have to go on to college. You're supposed to go on to high school. That's legally, you're almost forced to go. Your parents go to jail if you don't at a certain age. It's dumb. So you don't have to spend, you have to still get them something like, congratulations, you made it through the sixth grade. You buy her a present.
Oh, yeah. Majority. So
are you? You getting Kirby something sweet?
It's a, she's got a hand-me-down.
Of what?
I got Ronnie her birthday present.
Yeah.
That she that's wanted. Right. It's coming up. But, you know.
But you're going to give it to Kirby instead?
She gets her old one. Apple Watch.
Oh, I see. So she won't get it until Ronnie's birthday, though. Almost a few weeks out, a week or two.
Right. Later. No, it'll come in earlier.
So you're just, screw it. Everybody's.
I said, what do you want for your birthday? Like, you want it? And I want it now, Daddy.
Why don't you bitches just drain the marrow out of my blood?
All right, Veruca.
Whenever it gets here, it's yours. Now go the away.
What do you need? Here.
Are you going to tell her it's Ronnie's Apple Watch?
You're going to rewrap it?
Are you going to
lie? Yeah, she knows.
Oh. See, I'd have taken the new Apple packaging and put the old one in there and gone, here you go.
Today, she's probably already using it. She's probably already sexting right now.
Yeah, she's probably showing, probably lifting a can up and sending it to another graduate. Happy graduation. Here's a nip of a girl who's made it all the way through six.
All right.
How about that?
How about this? I didn't know that you could get a nip on a watch, but there it is. I'm afraid we're going to have to take this away.
It might be, you want to clear those out. I don't know if Ronnie's got nip picks on there or not, which you two, maybe a
I
couple
don't think
of
so on the
daddy C-bombs that
phone.
Show up on the old, forget about it. What if one of your
frag that
illicit photos to your wife shows up, Brady? Good Lord, man.
Well, we're okay.
You've never sent one. That's right, I forgot.
Yeah. On my end.
You won't take the photo, and you won't send it to her. She doesn't want it, you ain't taking it. So it works out great. And she gets Daddy's Apple Watch, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of pictures of pictures of Christy Morcom with a drawn-on naked body.
A lot of Photoshopping.
A lot of that going on.
Yeah, I have more stories of Brady's. I'll get to those. I don't know if I'm going to do them right now. Want to try one? Give me the music again. We'll try. Brady's.
Give me a treatment.
Brady's punched up stories, which I really am enjoying reading. Some of them are terrible, though. Oh, wait, that could plug it in. Here we go. As read by our great Morgan Freeman. Brady's terrible stories, retold well. This is another one where you get revenge. This is the follow, the sequel. Cold breeze hit the naked body of the upside-down redneck father. A family of eight suspended upside-down, moonlight twinkling off their tears. The sound of rubber boots hit their ears like toothpicks driven through them from famous days. The father, seeing only the boots, began to weep even harder.
Only one reason to wear them rubber boots,
he thought to himself. The oldest boy worked himself around. A woman, wearing a cap, flat the ribbon off to one side, dark red, and a shirt that said, real men wear aprons. And the collates, a velvet red, only lighter offset by big green rubber boots. This rotund woman began to giggle. A sound that seemed lighthearted, yet chilled the entire family to the bone. The youngest man whistled through his missing teeth.
This ain't fair. We just had some fun with you.
was a dragging noise behind the woman. Some large, continued dragging, followed by more giggling. The night was torn open by the scream of the rotund woman.
I hate yogurt!
Sound of an engine burst forward. The youngest struggling to turn to see what the cause of the noise was. A tanker-type truck parked a few feet away from them. With the words, "We're number one in the number two business," they roared to life in the eyes of the hillbillies hung upside down. The woman aimed a hose at the youngest hillbilly. The opening looked like a field cannon in his eyes. The floodgates then opened, but it wasn't poop, as was first expected. Some sort of strawberry yogurt substance sprayed forth, coating the youngest top to bottom. The woman began giggling harder as she hit each member of the giant hillbilly family with some yogurt spray. The cries of the victims drowned out by the amounts, the thick liquid choking, only to be replaced periodically with a maniacal giggling woman. The rubber boots coated in pink goo slowly made their way to the father. The rotund lady wandered to him and whispered in his ear,
"I told you. Also, your pulled pork's a little dry. It's kind of overcooked and under-seasoned. I left you a bottle of sauce and a recipe on the table. Try it my way. It's perfect."
The father whimpered at the cool nature of this lady. His voice bubbled up one somber cry.
"I'm sorry, ma'am. We were just trying to help you off the side of the street after your accident."
The lady strode over to the running tanker.
"Well, you all learned something. Not everybody likes goddamn yogurt."
The door truck slammed shut, the engine revved, and the woman left, dragging the yogurt hose behind, slowly fading, leaving the hillbillies to die upside down, coated in their own yogurt. Faintly as he left, in the distance of the Arkansas woods, you heard the words,
"I'm a boy!"
Was never seen again.
Well done.
That is detailed.
After hearing that story, I remember two more things about the...
Oh, yeah?
I remember, you know, I was the yogurt thing.
Oh, this is not good.
And then I remember someone yelling, "Go Hogs!"
Oh, no.
And you got a pretty mouth.
Oh, no. Arkansas Rip. That was written by Brent Crandall this morning at 7:30.
And he has nothing.
He got up.
That was detailed.
He got up for that. That's a nice story, Brent. Well done. Brent Crandall, punching up Brady's terrible stories for us to read better. You should have a story a week, Brady. Memories from Brady, and then we'll embellish them with the listeners.
Where'd you get all that yogurt to spray them with, man?
Put it in a poop
That's
truck.
A lot of yogurt.
Stirred it up. You've been thinking about it. Revenge is a dish best served cold. It takes some time.
Hopefully you clean that poop truck out first.
Also got an email that says, "Oof, man, you guys are failing. He's giving away used Apple Watches as gifts. Times are tough."
Yeah, that is rough.
That is tough.
"Kirby, Daddy's got to give you something. It's an old hand-me-down from your mama's jewelry collection."
Well, to be fair...
To be fair.
She doesn't even need a gift for this.
No, there's no gift necessary for this. Done nothing. She's done nothing. Zero life accomplishments in getting through the sixth grade.
She gets a, you know, a series four. Sorry, that's all I can do for you.
Absolutely nothing has done her life any better. She's through sixth grade. It's the low hurdles of life. If you kick over a bar, you're an idiot. You're just an idiot.
Hey, you're kind of teaching her to do a dance every time she gets in the end zone, Brady. Yeah. I don't know if that's good or not.
It's like my dog. My dog Jack Ham, to teach him to go outside. I was like, he gets a cookie when he comes back in after he wee-wees and poos outside. That's what you do with puppies, right? So now Jack will go and he'll stand by the door. I'm like, "Oh, Jackie's got to go outside. Hammer it out, you Jack Hammer's a good boy." And then you send him outside. I'm like, and he stands there and looks at you. And I'm like, "Hammer, do you have to go wee-wee?" Kind of side-eyes you. And then he trots back in the house and sits down next to the cookie jar. I'm like, "No, you don't get him for just going out there." And that's essentially what graduating the sixth grade is. And now he's trained to think outside, inside is a cookie.
But you didn't get
in,
did you?
System is...
But he didn't get one. And I said, "You go outside and you pee." And I squeezed him harder than I've ever squeezed a dog until a little squirted out. I'm like, "Good boy." That's how we do it. We got Rock Wars coming up in just moments. It's 98 KUPD. Punch them up, everybody.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me. 98.